This episode brought to you by Squarespace.com. At Squarespace.com, you can build a wonderful website, a great portfolio, an awesome online shop, or just about anything else you want. Go try it out. Free trial without a credit card. And if you decide to stay, use the code MORNING12 at checkout and get 25% off your new account at Squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS, there are lots of balls to play with at your local gym.
We find out if Brian is running on fumes.
World's ugliest dog finally dies.
GTA is getting sued by Lohan.
The internet is really dumb about celebrity deaths.
Sharon Osbourne says, it's a yes from her on vagina surgery.
Eric's app review.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I'm June Lockhart, and I've served a lot of fried chicken to my family. But fried chicken can be a little greasy. That's why I'm so happy with Shake and Bake. You shake and bake. No frying. So your chicken comes out crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. Mmm, you could really taste the difference. Crispy, but not greasy like fried chicken. Shake and Bake. It's better than frying.
Penile implant.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Dave's not here, man.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning Stream. There's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Just can't stop the stream.
Nope. You're like Dustin Hoffman in that weird dentist movie. You gotta just sit back and take it.
Is it safe? Is it safe?
Do you remember that dentist thing?
Is it safe?
Where he got his teeth yanked out?
Marathon Man.
Marathon Man. That's
I never saw it, but I've seen that clip a bunch of times. I've never seen the whole movie.
I saw it when I was probably 12 or something.
Oh, wow.
And I remember it just ruining my life from then forward.
Every dentist appointment now harkens back to the... That scene. Great.
There was a time in my life where I was comfortable in the dentist chair. I could sit in it and go... Oh, this is fine. He's taking good care of me. There's a little prick at the beginning, but, you know, after that, it's fine. Never say the words, there's a little prick at the beginning. By the time I got through with that movie, I went, I never want to go near a dentist or any dental equipment ever again in my life. And I recommend people not get all curious now and check it out and even say to yourselves, oh, I'm an adult. I can take it. You know, I can deal with a little bit of pain.
It's a classic, though, that movie, you know, that...
Oh, man. Classic for who? You know who it's a classic for? It's a classic for people like Eli Roth and Dude What Made the First Saw Movie. Those guys like Marathon Man, I think.
Isn't that just one little scene, though, in a whole big, you know, chase movie? Aren't they chasing after him?
My memory is that he was in that chair the entire movie. So that I may have a completely distorted memory of that. That film, because it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't make sense. Even the name, like Marathon Man, what does that have to do with like a marathon dental session? I probably have it wrong, but in my head it's him in a chair and then like torture porn style just yanking his teeth out without any kind of pain.
Novocaine. And again I've never seen it, but my understanding was that was just one scene, but
probably right.
Maybe we need to see it for Film Sack.
Oh, gosh. Really? I don't know if I can do it.
Let me see if it's streaming.
All right. We'll see.
You know, we do this. This is just like an episode of Film Sack where Brian checks to see if other movies we talk about are available.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't want to talk about the current one that we just watched.
Exactly. By the way, Terminator 2 up now, filmsack.com. It's up there for your taking. We had a great time with that one. So, and
the more you watch, the more you learn.
The more you learn. You're waiting for me to be quick this morning? Is that what that was?
That's why I said it slowly.
Look how slow I am.
The more you watch, the more
I learn.
There you go.
Learn. The more I learn.
There we go. Got it.
The more I learn.
Okay, all right. We got it.
It is not streaming.
Oh, damn it. That's too bad. Too bad for everyone but me. So look at this. It's December 2nd. We're in the month of December, which blows my mind. A month ago, we were just looking forward to about another week and a half, and we would be at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. If you recall.
I recall that very well.
I'm still not quite a month into the new house. So that's something. yeah, but here we are. It's December. It's time to, start thinking about more holidays and the time of giving and sharing and whatnot. So in the spirit of things, we went and got our complimentary neighborhood, because we live in this community area where we can get a free gym membership. And we've been putting it off. at this community center place because we just hadn't had time. Well, we finally had time. Saturday, we went over there. Didn't take Nick because he was home yakking his guts up. He caught some kind of weird stomach virus. So we went over there, and right in the middle of the place, my daughter starts going, "Dad, I don't feel so good."
Oh, geez.
And I went, "Oh, great. So here we go, number two." And sure enough, she caught it full on and had a terrible day on Saturday. Kim and I have somehow escaped. So Taylor was here all weekend with us as well, and she escaped it as well. So we escaped it or it's just looming. I don't know. At this point, it could still be looming. I did a bunch of research, you know. I looked up a whole bunch of information about how to prevent the Norwalk virus and how to avoid passing it to other people, especially in families, close company, campsites, or hospitals. And those are literally on the list. And they say there's little ideas about it, like wash your hands every freaking minute that you can, because that's the biggest spreader is unclean hands.
Right.
So I did that a lot. I washed a lot of hands. Lysoled all the video game controllers and mice and things. Did a lot of that. And
put a big tent over the house and just
do it like a Walter White and just make meth for an hour.
Domino's pests.
Yeah, perfectly. Well said. So anyway, that isn't even the part of the story that's interesting. So that we were there and we weren't going to be there very long because we knew she didn't feel well. But we were there for I did like 30 minutes on a treadmill and. You know, got set up to do what we had to do. And I walked into the weight area, Brian. And this is a place where, you know, dudes go in there with their guns and they pump iron.
Right. It's the guys who sit there and say, what's with the Nautilus machines? Yeah. Treadmill, cardio, whatever.
Yep.
I get fit on weights.
Yep. And they walk around muscle shirts and they hold their arms out as if they have to. Like, oh, look at this. I got these.
Like they're a bloated tick.
Yeah, I hate those. I don't like those.
Yeah.
So I go in there and one of those guys, one of those stereotypic dudes, big old tat on his arm and that kind of stuff, he's sitting on a bench. They have benches in there near the like hand weights, right? Where you want to grab a hand weight and lift it while you're on that bench, kind of sit there going, yeah, check me out, ladies, kind of thing.
Yep.
And I go in there and guy's got his back to me the way I'm entering the place. So I'm not thinking much about it. But I go, I'm just checking stuff out. I like some hand weights. So I walk around, I check what weights they have and what are the facilities like? Oh, this is cool hardware. Okay, great. And I turn back around. Now I'm facing this guy. And he's looking at his arm. And he's lifting like a 50-pound weight. Just going like this. And just staring at him. The other hand's on his hip. And he's spread eagle on the chair. So that his knees are way far apart. And he's just kind of sitting there doing, you know, yeah. And I look at him. And he's wearing real tiny little silky little shorty shorts.
Okay.
Like little bitty ones. I don't even know where you buy those nowadays, but like it's like he went in a time machine to 1975 with Doc Brown.
In the gift shop at Gold's Gym. That's where you get them.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're little like kind of maroon colored shorty shorts. And that caught my eye first. But then what caught my eye is just to the left of the shorts.
Oh no.
Was one of his testicles flopping out.
Oh, sneaky nuts.
Sneaky nuts.
Yes.
And it was out for all to view. And he was completely oblivious to that fact. He was so focused on his arm.
Wasn't feeling any sort of breeze, any draft?
I don't know. I would think you would, because that thing was out. And I don't mean like just poking out or threatening to come out or rumored to be coming out. This thing was out.
Maybe he was one of your old soccer buddies.
Yeah, but at least in that case, I was just a dumb kid who didn't wear any underwear. This guy's got on some kind of jockey thing. But his doodle, well, his neighbor to the doodle is just sticking out like a tumor out the side of his shorts the whole time. So I'm, of course, averting my eyes quickly and going, oh, geez.
Right.
So I'm walking around. I'm checking more stuff out. I went and did 30 minutes on the treadmill. I went back in there. I figured he'd be gone or onto something else or would have figured out his error and corrected it. He would have tucked little Jimmy back into bed or something.
Right.
Instead, I walk in there and he's on those laying on your back, feet on the two pads, and then you have big giant weights on the ends of it, and you push it up. Right, you gotta be real careful; you screw up your lower back. But anyway, that one of those machines. And so his legs are getting pushed way up to his, you know, his top of his thighs are like hitting his chest, and then he's pushing out again and coming all the way back. And as it would come back to the chest, like a grape. Like a grape in a, I don't even know what to compare this to, but it's a little ball just whoop, sticking out again. He couldn't keep it in.
Oh my God. So in that configuration, it should be like, you know, bouncing against his chin or something, like, you know, hitting him in the throat. I guess maybe that's probably not the best way to phrase it. But
probably not. That configuration. I like that word though. Yeah. I can only think that he knew and maybe was into showing that thing off. That's all I could get my head around is that he's liking this. So I got out of there. I was done with that. We went home. Carter threw up. And life is what it is. So anyway, beware.
So when you went out as you were leaving the personal friend counter. So did you enjoy your visit, your first time here? What do you think? You said, oh yeah, we had a ball.
Had a real ball. I should make all the ball references.
Some of your clients are nuts, but we had a ball.
Some of your there's a little bit. They're a little nuts. I can't think of any more. What's another good ball joke?
Hope none of you employees get the sack. We're going to go and get the sack. You could have just had Brian Dunaway with you get my scrope.
Yeah. I should have said something like, I didn't know you had a moving punching bag. That's pretty interesting. Walk up to it and go, anyway, poor guy, whatever. I feel bad for him because I don't think he knew. But I'm not going to say anything. Like, what is my fiduciary duty as a fellow citizen? Walk up and go, dude, your nut is sticking out.
Yeah, I think you do it in the funniest way possible. You go, boop, nuts out.
I mean, if it's a friend, if it's a guy you know, you go over there, put a smiley face on it with a Sharpie and laugh. But if it's a guy you don't know, you can't say anything.
Who's your friend? Did he pay to get in here?
Right. How did he get in here? 21 and younger, older, whatever. I want to find out. I want the listeners to email in what they would have done. What is the proper etiquette?
Yeah, right.
For me, not for him. We know what his is. He should be checking all the time. But what is my etiquette when presented with loose testicle?
I think in a gym where you've got all those weights and all that machinery, I think it's probably the best time ever to say check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Nice. See? I like it. You did it. You've done well. All right, Brian, how you holding up anyway? The 24-hour cover-thon happened. It came, it went. We did a Saturday morning stream, which went off beautifully, I think.
I think so, too. It was actually, you know, you were all worried that I was going to be all tired and fatigued.
Not worried. In fact, if anything, I was excited about the prospect. But you ended up being, like, on top of your game. You were great.
Sure. Sure. There's, you know, there's that the 2 o'clock to 4 or 5 o'clock kind of doldrums that you hit, you know, and thankfully I had Sebastian came on during that time and he brought a bunch of cover suggestions that we played. You also get a little, you know, a little, well, not to bring up a previous subject, but you get a little testy in the middle of the night. You know, when people make a request or somebody makes a request and you play it and then half of the people in the chat room are like, what the heck is this? Are you trying to torture us with this music?
No, I didn't stay up till 3 for this.
So I decided, all right, okay, you want to complain about that? Fine. And I started giving them Shatner. I played She Blinded Me with Science by William Shatner and Bootsy Collins, which is horrendous.
I'll bet. Maybe the worst thing ever, yeah.
Of course, Mike Tyson's One Night in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Also not related to your
weight room visit. Gym guy. Yeah. Nice. Now everything's going to remind me of it today. Every word we say is connected somehow. Well, I think it went well. I really enjoyed all the times I listened, which were various times during that 24-hour period. And nice going. Once again, Brian pulls it off.
And we raised, so that the tally, the board is still up there, $6,125. And normally, I would send $3,062.50 or whatever to Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And this year I'm upping it to $3,500 because the Alois Society is going to match my donation. So we can actually do a straight donation of nice round number, $7,000.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome.
That's great. Isn't that total also higher than last year's overall take, wasn't it?
It's about 100 less. Actually, we did 6,400 last year, so 62 this year. But that, you know, close enough.
But the matching thing didn't happen until this year, right?
I don't think it did happen last year. So yeah, I mean, in effect, we're given
like the full amount,
more than twice as much this year too.
That's amazing.
The Alois Society.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. I'm super excited about
that. That's great, man. Well, good job. Congratulations. And now,
next year, poker table.
Poker table, that's right. You're sitting.
We are sitting. We decided, you know, I made this great poker table. Why don't we sit around the poker table? We'll set up the computers over there. And then, you know, George and Tina have a nice, you know, they're on chairs the whole time. They're not standing like me. I've got two table height bar stools, one of them behind me. But I think next year we're all going
to
sit.
I think it's a good idea. For that 24-hour thing, yes. I'd like to see your feet, your legs, and your back take a break from,
yes,
from that.
Yes, for sure.
Standing desk be damned. Not for 24 hours, you got to sit.
That's right.
So if you didn't spend enough money this weekend, folks, I got another deal for you. We are doing Cyber Monday deals at the Frog Pants store. If you've been holding out for the best deal possible, Cyber Monday deal is this. Get a free 12x18-inch print with any order over $10. So any order over $10, you get a free one. It is a random print, a high-value one. Anything. So $10, whatever. You spend it, you get a free print. That's a, like, what is that? That's a $20 value for that thing. So do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's really awesome. frogpants.com/store. Go check it out today. All right. Cool.
And because I'm lazy, I haven't taken down our Black Friday week deal, which is the two Andrew Allen albums for $20 instead of normally $30.
So it's still up there.
It's still up there. Free
Take
shipping
advantage of it,
because
Brian's not going to be lazy forever, guys. Come on.
I'm going to stop being lazy by the end of today. So this is your last chance.
Monday is the lazy day, and then you're out. All right. Time for this. Oh, that's not it. It's not it at all. It's totally not it. That's not it. Yes. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by
Quest Foundry. Create, share, buy, and sell quests for pen and paper RPGs right in your browser. Score alpha access and help crowdfund its design by visiting questfoundry.com/TMS.
Great. Daryl, you on the line?
I think I am.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey, we missed you.
Yes,
Saturday.
We did. Whenever Daryl doesn't come, it costs me money because I have to ship prizes to people who win. So it's always nice to have Daryl back.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been a part of the 24-hour thing.
Oh, that's
next
all right.
Year.
You were in our hearts.
We're going to give you, I'm giving you advance warning right now. It'll be the day after Thanksgiving, which I don't know. I mean, I guess that is kind of a tradition. I've got to keep it that day. But man, it just seems like everything bunches up right around that week with the Beatles show, I'll keep it there.
It's crazy time, right? It's a little crazy.
It is crazy time, yes.
But hey, it's the holidays. We do what we have to do. Daryl, one of the things we have to do is call you every day, and we like it. We like doing it because Daryl is a fountain, a font, if you will, of Trek knowledge. He likes Star Trek, and he answers hard trivia questions on the show. So we're going to throw one at him today. You're going to love this one, or not. You're probably going to hate it. In 2285, okay, that's the year.
Oh, yeah.
The Reliant was assigned to assist Carol Marcus on Project Genesis. Later, Commander...
Did it assist her in getting clothes on?
No, it did not. No. Not that. I think it's the old lady Marcus, isn't
it? Yeah, of course.
Must
be.
She was all right, I guess.
Old lady Marcus.
Old lady Marcus. Oh, guess who I saw? Okay, so I've been watching MI5, or as it was known in the UK, Spooks. Right. They don't call it that here because we have some racial history with that word, I suppose.
Yes.
I was unaware of that. I was blissfully unaware that we used to have a problem with that. So,
You know, in our history, we could take any word and make it horrible.
We really could. Like, I could say right now, Jim testicle, and that would be an awful thing for everybody involved. So, anyway, I'm watching it, and it's great. And I'm season two, episode one, and I'm on the treadmill this morning. And they have to question somebody who they think leaked some information from within the MI5 organization there in London. And who should it be to walk and sit down in the chair but Benedict Cumberflatch?
Really?
Yeah. And he was it was 2002, so he'd been like, you know, a lot younger.
Yeah, no kidding.
He didn't have that deep voice yet. Like, it hadn't kicked in.
His smog voice.
Yeah, that had not happened yet. Or when he's telling Kirk whatnot, you know, in the latest Star Trek, that voice, that's not there yet. But his teeth are real bad, and he's goofy looking. And he was on for literally like maybe a minute. That was his whole role. So
interesting.
Who knew then what we'd know now about Beneflitch slumber bum? All right, let's move on. Daryl, let's get to your question here. What was I doing? The Reliant was assisted, assigned to assist Carol Marcus in Project Genesis, later commandeered by Khan and his effort to exact vengeance on Captain Kek. and ultimately destroy the Matura Nebula. What is the Reliance registry number? You knew this was going to get bad. Is it A? These are all NCCs, so I'm not going to say NCC dash in these, all right? A, 1740. B, 5547. C, 2701. Or D, 1864. Mm. Yeah. So those are your choices. 1740, 5547, 2701, and 1864. All right. While you consider your options, let's do this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Daryl dodged a bullet today because he doesn't have this stuff.
Yeah.
Brian and I are presented with... Let me pull out the paper, which also smells like fish. Have you smelled that paper? Woo!
That's bad. Smelled paper? Have you smelled paper?
Never smelled paper. By the way,
I just pulled the bag out of the Ziploc bag. God, if I walked into a restaurant and it smelled like this,
you'd leave.
I would leave.
You'd turn right around. You'd heave, then you'd leave. That's what you'd do.
I'd heave and leave.
Hi, Scott and Brian. I'm sending you this small bag of stockfish. They're ready to be eaten as is. Be careful with your teeth and ignore the smell. There's nothing wrong with the fish or the taste. The Ziploc bag of dried cod from the hometown of Meeham, the northernmost town of the continent of Europe. It is, it is regular stockfish of the highest quality and best taste. It is dried outdoors under good care and conditions. Boy, he's going through all kinds of making us feel good.
If you have to defend your food this much,
yeah.
Methinks thou doth. Protest to defend
too much. There you go. The blue bag. I saw that at the gym the other day, the blue bag.
It got bluer and bluer as the day went on.
It really did. The blue bag Havgul is dried haddock from the Sumerioi in northern Norway. Now, I'd like to point out that he has used a character in that word that is not on my typewriter. I just want to make that clear. Have translates to sea, and gull translates to gold. I know what a seagull is. Jeez. In Norwegian, potato chips are called potetgull, translated directly from potato gold. That's a potato thing.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay. It's also included some chocolate bars. This is the part I don't have.
That's funny.
I didn't get the chocolate bars at all.
Kim
could have taken them out before she brought it to me, but I opened this envelope. So I don't know what
that's
happened.
That's sad. Yeah, I know. What a bummer.
Maybe he just forgot on mine. I don't know.
Maybe I have twice as much because I do have, like three Kinder Maxes and salt licorice. And I'm sure he skipped sending you the salt licorice because.
Yeah, knows I hate that.
Yeah.
You like it though, right?
You read that last line? What? So it's the, I've also included some chocolate bars. These are the same type of chocolate used in Kinder Surprise Kinder Eggs that is illegal in the U.S.
Illegal? How? Why? How? Come?
No. It's contraband. Chocolate band is what we've got here.
Could you get in trouble for eating these on the air? Probably not.
No.
Could you smoke a joint on the air and get in trouble?
Not
in Colorado.
Well, that's a good question because I know you can't drink alcohol.
On the air. Well, people drink on the air all the time, don't they?
Or like on TV and stuff. You can't smoke a cigarette. Well, no, you
can. On TV you can't, but I've seen Leo drink on air in his video. I think the internet's just, it's Wild West. We can do whatever we want.
Oh, apparently, according to people in the tadpole, the chocolate itself is not illegal. It's banned because it contains the little tiny toys inside it. And European kids are smart enough not to shove the entire chocolate in their mouth and gulp it down like...
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, all right, so there you go.
The dog is salivating.
Giant thanks to... hold on, I'm going to pronounce his name. Big thanks to Vigard Krutalangus.
That's how I would say it.
He is 7'6" and the tadpole from Norway, yeah.
7'6", yeah.
All right. He seems awesome, and it was really cool.
He does. It's super nice of him to send this, because, I mean, he spared no expense in getting this out to us, and especially getting me chocolates.
I still love hearing Brian try to soften the blow that is about to come.
Exactly.
He eats this. All right,
please
pulled out a
don't
piece.
Hold this against us, what I may say about your country as I open this bag. Because this is how, this is a Han Solo thing. I thought it smelled horrible on the outside. Wait till I open this bag.
That's bad. Like gust of warm air from hell comes out of there.
Jeez, I don't know if I can do this.
I can do it. Here it is right in front of me, piece of it. And I'm going to eat it. Here we go. I've grown up with a Korean, helped me with this problem. I can deal with this stuff because I eat this kind of thing all the time.
All right, oh, man. Oh, the smell. I've not even put any.
Don't smell it.
I'm not smelling it. I'm closing my nose. All right, here's a piece of skin. Looks like sunburned skin you peel off somebody.
Wow. It doesn't taste like it smells. It tastes like fish. Like good fish. It's fine. It's fine. It just stinks to high heaven. Why is that? Why is that?
Tastes much better than it smells, but...
Once you taste it, the smell goes away. I'm not smelling it now. Yeah, hold on. Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind.
Did you almost irk?
No, but involuntary kind of irk.
Woo!
Okay, there's that. We can say we've done it. Brian, you don't have to eat any more of that now.
I am going to take this during the first music bit. I'm going to take this to the garage.
I may still... Oh, wait. Ooh, these chips stink, too.
What does? What does?
Open the weird potato chippy things.
No, those are also fish.
Oh, they are? Well, I thought they were chips.
No, who's saying the...
They look like... Oh, wow. This looks like membranes and things.
Yeah, that's also fish. That's not potato. Right, he's just saying that their potato chips are... The Norwegian potato chips are called potetgull, potato gold, as opposed to sea gold, which he gave us two examples of seagull.
Which is seagull. All right.
It could be seagull.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, the way their language is, it's really not helping them. Like, it means seagull, basically. Sprotorfisk chips. Sounds like spore terrible chips. The word natural product, fra nord norge, doesn't help me either. And the big warning on the bottom that says, adversal poison inholder massacre gurgligit. That doesn't help me either. But it does tell me that my omega-3s are in this, so that's good. Okay, that's not very good. I didn't enjoy that one. That flat one's gross.
Yeah, and I feel bad that he sent the other bag, and I'm...
You're bowing out.
I'm bowing out.
I'm going to have some fun with this later. I'm going to make Nick do it when he gets out of school. Yeah,
great. He's already puked up his guts.
Yeah, but, he's fine now. He needs the omega-3s back in his system. All right. There you go. That was fun. Yeah. These are my favorite kind of food testings because they're weird and they're from other places I would never probably go. So. Yes.
Big thanks to Vigard. You know, I appreciate you sending it. And whatever this cost you, let me know. I'll reimburse you for what I did not eat.
Yes. Also, congratulations on having a name that sounds like a Norse god. It's a great name.
Vigard.
And Vigard, the god of kicking ass and feet and flatfish. All right. Daryl, let's get back to you.
Birthdays. I'm glad that wasn't sent to me.
I know. You wouldn't like that. And your office would have hated it. That would have been bad. Birthdays. Anybody having a celebratory birthday today?
Well, yes, he would if he was still around. Ray Walston would have been 99 today.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Hand?
Yeah, him.
If you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hold on, Mr. Hand. What?
Yeah, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh,
he's also
my
favorite Martian.
Yeah. Okay. He was in Right. He's in a million things.
He's in a million things.
Yeah,
exactly.
We love that guy. He would have been 99.
A crotchety old man for your movie, then he was.
And what was he in Star Trek? Remind me.
He was Boothby the gardener at Starfleet.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, that's right. At TNG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Talking to Picard and whatnot. Well, he would have been 80-something then, right? Yeah.
Seventies. I think he was 70-something.
Oh,
then, yeah.
We're so old. We're so old, right?
Yeah, he was born November 2nd, 1914. So he would have been 100 today.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Oh no, he would have been 100 last month because I show November 2nd, not December 2nd.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up here.
According to Wikipedia.
That thing was wrong last time. It's probably wrong again.
What
probably
Wikipedia is yeah. You're saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there he is. Age 86, he died in 2001.
Yeah, January 1st, 2001. I mean, he died at the beginning of the century.
Oh, my gosh. Millennium. Utah Connection. Last thing he filmed was Seventh Heaven.
He would have been 99. Thank you, Dark Corner.
Last three things he was filmed for him were Seventh Heaven, Early Bird Special, and Touched by an Angel. Both Touched by an Angel and Seventh Heaven were filmed here in Utah. So we got our last taste of Ray Walston before he died. He was a great judge, I want to say, in some show. Oh, it was Ally McBeal. He was great as a judge on that show. Yeah, remember that?
Yep. Yeah, really everything else I'm looking at says December 2nd, so it's goofy how...
He was also a judge in Picket Fences. He was great on Picket Fences, if you remember that show at all. I do. He was also on The Stand, the miniseries.
Wow, he died from lupus, according to IMDb.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what does lupus do to you? How do you die from that? Do you know?
I don't know. That's a really interesting question.
Curious about that. What is lupus? I know lupus is a thing, and it's degenerative and all that, but I don't know what the symptoms of the death are. All right. Chat room will surely tell us. That's what they do. Daryl, let's get back to your question. it's a dumb one about numbers, right? We love numbers. And wondering which NCC registration was the Reliant. Was it... I wish it was a K, because then it'd be the Reliant K, like the car. Remember the K cars? Anyway, NCC 1740, 5547, 2701, or 1864.
Well, I'm crossing out. Let's see, 1740 starts with 1-7, so that's trying to kind of trick me to pick that because it starts with the Enterprise's first two digits.
Clever. You discovered his ruse.
Yeah.
And I am crossing out 2701 for the same reason. You can't just raise the first digit of that and think you're going to trick me. Wow.
Man, nice warm. Yeah. Seeing through you like...
That's pretty good.
So that leaves 5547. Oh, 47, though. No. 47 was a TNG thing.
Was it? Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, the 47 thing.
Even that one where he said 46 and everyone freaked out and then he corrected to 47.
Yeah.
That was great.
Right.
A weird thing.
So I'm crossing that out. Can't sneak a 47 by me, so that leaves 1864.
1864, you say. Well, let's find out from the judges. Judges, is it 1864? Hold on.
Congratulations! Wahoo! You're a winner!
You did it. The answer is D. NCC 1864 is a clip of Khan talking about his desire to get Captain Kirk. Here you go.
He tasks me, and I shall have him. I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
But he tasks me. Oh, apparently they tacked me in there at the end.
Yeah.
I love that movie, and I want to watch it now. So there you have it.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay.
Where have I heard that before? Botany Bay.
When do I get the earwig in my ear?
Is that the name of the wine cooler? No, that's Matilda Bay. Is that the name of the famous film director? No, that is Michael Bay. Botany Bay.
Who's currently in high school. there you go, everybody. Congratulations, Daryl. You started your week off with a bang. May all your days this week be as good as this one. Daryl's the Trek nerd on Twitter. He's also This Week in Trek's own Daryl Skills. He does a fine show about Star Trek. You can listen to it now wherever podcasts can be downloaded. Daryl, why don't we play a little game of whatever the hell you got? What do you got?
Okay. I'm not ready for this, but let's just do this anyway.
Okay.
With what I have.
All right.
Is this a Star Trek particle or a byproduct of enriching uranium?
All right. Here we go.
That's time to play that clip.
All right. So a byproduct of enriching uranium or a Star Trek particle?
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Nadion.
I'm going to say a byproduct of...
It's my favorite 18 and over dance club in the 80s. I loved going to the Nadion.
Nadion Club. Yeah. Nadion.
Yep, it was great.
I'm saying it's a byproduct.
I'll say it's a Star Trek mineral or a Star Trek thing.
Particle.
Yes, it's a Star Trek particle.
Yes, it is. Ooh. That's right, it is. Don't thou forgettest it. Why, Hi, it's the news.
I forgot about Nadeon Beams. God, good point, Thorin. Yeah. Remember back to those days, sharing music with your classmates, spending time before homeroom discussing how awesome this new band or new record you found was? Well, Petey, Brett, Patrick, and Drew remembered and wanted to bring that feeling back. Each week, one of the hosts selects an album for the group to listen to and dissect. Check out the Record Breakers podcast at recordbreakerspodcast.com or search for it on iTunes, Beyond Pod, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I've never heard of Beyond Pod or Pocket Casts.
I've heard of Pocket Cast, but never Beyond Pod. I don't know what that is. Okay. Pocket Cast is an app.
Is it? I got to check that out. I love Downcast.
Downcast is great. Pocket Cast is also great. Both very iOS 7 centric apps now. They both look great. You can't go wrong pretty much with either of those. Downcast and Pocket Cast are my two favorites. And Pocket Cast, also an Android thing, so you can get it there as well. A quick correction. Mike Icemorm wrote on Twitter that he did not write the registry questions. These are all from Thorin.
Oh.
So take that, Thorin. Or as he is known on Twitter, Thorin X.
Thorin X.
All right. Oh, Paul and Storm retweeted. Oh, because I was talking about them. Anyway, don't worry about that. Let's get to the news here. You weren't worried at all. Elwood, the world's ugliest dog. Speaking of Elwood, real quick, I watched
Blues Brothers,
The Great Outdoors yesterday.
Oh, okay.
With your Elwood,
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Right. And your John Candy.
Your John Candy and your bunch of other people no one knows. Although Annette Bening was in there, which is weird. She was Aykroyd's wife. That kind of freaked me out.
The only thing I remember that about that movie is that at one scene when there's a bear that comes into the cabin,
and the bear is like, on him.
Yeah, you can actually see the handler's stick whacking the bear in the chest to make him act.
Yeah, I remember that. We saw that last night. That's exactly my memory as well. And that movie, by the way, I think that bear's this one from Beaver, Utah. We have a bear that's famous here, and I'm pretty sure it's the same bear. He was in all of the Grizzly Adams stuff. I can't remember the name of the bear. The real name of the bear. It wasn't Ben. It wasn't old Ben. It was something else. Anyway, point is, that movie's not great. That movie's really kind of bad, and I thought it was bad when it came out, and I really don't think it's... I think it's pretty bad now. And Twitter exploded with how wrong I was, that's such a great movie. It's such a classic. We have to watch it every year. We love it. It's not very good, you guys. We can pretend to be all nostalgic about stuff, but it's just straight up not good. It's not well done. It's not really funny. The jokes fall flat. It's kind of bad, like real bad. And it got me to thinking, it's okay because we have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the best John Candy movie ever made.
Yep.
And we have Gross Point Blank, the best role that he ever had.
We have The Blues Brothers, which is the best movie, I think, featuring both Dan Aykroyd and John Candy.
That's true. I forgot Candy was in that.
Orange Whip, three Orange Whips.
That's right. So you already have a better movie with those two guys in it. But you also have a billion other roles. And you know what? I mean, I know he was nominated for it as best supporting actor. So this is already well known and deserved. But go watch Driving Miss Daisy again and be amazed how good Dan Aykroyd is in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just as this quiet son of what's her name? Of Daisy.
Yeah, Jessica Tandy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
He's really good at that stuff. So I really, really like him. And I like him just... everything pretty much. But this is not it. Don't watch that movie. It's not good. It really doesn't hold up. There's this one thing it does every once in a while. About six different scenes in the movie feature the son, John Candy's son, who's got this terrible feathered 80s haircut, who keeps going into town and meeting with this girl he met there. And it's fine, I suppose, as kind of a weird ancillary story. It never really goes anywhere and has no real resolution, but every time he goes there, they kick into that 80s rom-com music. And it's the same ding, four ding, bars. Ding, yes. Ding, ding, and it's the same four bars of it every time they go. And even my kids, they go, Dad, they're playing that music again. I go, I know. This was a bad thing we used to do. It's just not good. Anyway, Elwood, World's Ugliest Dog of 2007.
Has nothing to do with Dan Aykroyd.
Not a thing. Died. New Jersey Canine was crowned the world's ugliest dog in 2007, or as we would say back then, 2007, and later became the topic of a children's book preaching acceptance. This dog has died. Elwood was 8 years old. His owner, Karen Quigley, who was down under at the time of her interview.
Was she now?
Says the Chinese crested and Chihuahua mix died unexpectedly Thanksgiving morning.
Aww.
That's hard when that happens. I had that happen to a dog I liked once, just suddenly died for no reason on a holiday, on Christmas Day.
Although I think, you know, watching a cat suffer with a really bad tumor right now,
yeah,
I would rather see an animal go quickly like that than watch him suffer and have to deal with this.
Don't you think? Wish we had more attitudes like what you just said toward people when they're suffering like that?
Yeah, I want to go instantly. I don't want to be a burden to society or my family. Or
mm-hmm.
I think at the first sign, as soon as I cough, Tina has the right to take my head off with the weed eater, whatever she needs to do.
Next week, you're like, exactly. No, honey, no. This is too soon. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they want to keep people alive longer, and there's some kind of weird imperative to do that. Whereas, you know, with animals, we want to quickly put them out of their misery. And I think there's a happy place in the middle there where people could figure out a way to deal with people better. But whatever. Anyway, Quigley said he's been dealing with some health issues in recent months. Elba was a dark colored and hairless, save for a puff of white fur that resembled a mohawk on his head. He was often referred to his fans as Yoda or E.T. for his resemblance to those famous science fiction characters. Elwood won his crown as the ugliest annual ugly dog contest at the Sonoma Marin County Fair in California a year after he had finished second. So he took first that year later. Never give up, kids. Never give up. You too can be the ugliest.
One ugly kid. It is the ugliest dog. That is one ugly kid. Oh, he's a dog? Oh, he's even worse.
He's pretty ugly. Yeah. I think he deserved the title. But whatever, he was sweet.
I love the mohawk, like the weird white mm-hmm. strip mohawk.
And the way that tongue loggles out, just something wrong there.
Like he's chewing on a piece of Norwegian haddock.
Yeah, somebody's
dried haddock.
Somebody's intestine. Oh. Grand Theft Auto 5 studio. This is, what are they called now? What's the name of their studio? I'm an idiot. Is it written here? Rockstar. Jeez.
Rockstar, yeah.
Rockstar is being sued, or is going to be sued, by Lindsay Lohan. What? Lindsay Lohan?
How is this possible?
Grand Theft Auto 5 has millions of fans, but it seems that Lindsay Lohan isn't one of them. A new report says that the actress has ordered her lawyers to take action against GTA 5 developer/publisher Rockstar Games. TMZ says that Lohan's lawyers are planning to sue Rockstar because they used her image without her permission. They provided three examples of the offense. Quote, the video game cover shows a woman holding a cell phone who looks Lindsay-ish.
Oh.
There's been debate over whether it looks more like Kate Upton or Shelby Wellender. Who's that? I don't know who that is. Is that a lady? What, a cute lady?
I don't know that name, yeah.
One of these...
Shelby...
How's her torso? Is it anything like Kate Upton's? All messed up and weird?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, and the images, if you look at
it. Oh, that's funny. They actually have a picture... Yeah. Of her in that same pose.
Well, she's lovely.
She is.
Oh, except for that one down there. That seems inappropriate to do that to her.
Oh,
it's a
photo, look at that.
A Photoshop job.
The Photoshop job, yes.
But she seems... oh, yeah, you can see the one that is totally... You know what? Here, this image. I'm about to send you an image.
Okay.
And you tell me if this isn't her. I think the wrong person is suing is my point.
Yeah, I think...
Sir, it's in your Skype. I'll put it in the chat.
Right now.
So you can see the comparison
shot.
Totally.
That's the image somebody used when they were...
Yep. Yeah, she's normal looking. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Not all weird looking like Kate Upton.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, Lindsay thinks this is her.
Yeah. Lindsay wishes.
Yeah, she really wishes.
I'm sorry, but...
I hate to tell her. It's not her, dude.
You know, maybe if she would have stayed on the straight and narrow, yeah, but...
What's the other image... Where's the other image of her they're talking about?
So another part of the game features a mission where a Lindsay, according to the lawyers, a Lindsay Lohan lookalike asks the player to take her home and escape the paparazzi.
Oh, well, I could see, but that's just parody. Everyone does that. There's a Mario and Luigi character in freaking World of Warcraft.
It just happens to be a blonde. I don't think that there's any... Whoops, TMZ's playing now. I don't think that there's any resemblance to...
Yeah.
The character. I think
you're right.
Someone thinks a little too much of themselves to
Yeah.
You know, to kind of want this attention. And maybe that's it. Maybe it is an attention thing.
Maybe she just stayed a good actress and because she was doing good work. She, mm-hmm. And maybe yeah. didn't ruin her life with all her freaking partying with and drugs. Everything else. Yeah. Maybe she'd be fine now. Maybe yeah, you wouldn't have to sue anybody.
Plastic surgery.
I love this. Right here it says here. This is because the lawyer is the one that says this. That says it's Lindsay-ish looking. Uh-huh. That's the least legal term you could ever use.
Lindsay-ish.
By the end it says, but if by Lindsay-ish you mean youngish woman who owns a cell phone and has blonde hair, then sure. By that definition, there are a few million Lindsay-ish women out there. I suppose, yeah, they could all sue, I suppose. Well, anyway, yeah. There's that. That's a thing to be thinking about. That's a thing to fill your life with, is how Lindsay Lohan looks like people in video games. HelloFresh would like to sponsor today's show, and I'll tell you what. I like fresh things.
Yeah.
I like food that's good for me and tasty.
You know? Yes.
I also like food that's prepared or designed by people who know what the hell they're doing. So that's why I like HelloFresh.com. HelloFresh.com. Just like I said it. Spelled just that way. Make cooking fun again, everybody. Every week, their chefs make these, they create these amazing recipes. You pick what you like, and they send you the exact farm fresh ingredients straight to your door. Right to my door. Bing bong. There it is. My doorknob or my door belt does not say bing bong. It says,
bing bong.
I think it goes.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's
like electronic tones kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, like a little song. It's kind of annoying. But then I can run out there, grab it, everything I need to make a delicious, healthy meal in 30 minutes or less. All you got to do is visit HelloFresh.com, check it out, and they'll deliver to you. First-time customers get 50% off, and you can use a code to get that. That's MorningStream50. Don't forget, this is available in the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, and Australia. Oi! That's what they say. And that code is valid to all of them as well. So here in the States, there in the other places... All available now. Morning Stream 50 for 50% off for first-time customers at HelloFresh.com. I recommend you guys go check it out. Do it today.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Duelists Discussion, a Hearthstone podcast. Join your hosts, Devin and Richard, for a casual fireside chat about Hearthstone and video games that's easy on the ears and good for the soul. Check us out at duelistsdiscussion.squarespace.com. Job's done.
Very nice. Paul Walker killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
When this first happened, Twitter did not believe it because just a day or two before that, there was another death hoax about him that was apparently just really badly timed. So everybody was going, he didn't die, it's a hoax, and everyone's sending links to each other about, oh, here's proof that it didn't happen, it was just a hoax, don't go spreading rumors, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I don't know, the information that TMZ has for this is pretty credible. And here's the thing, nobody thinks TMZ is like a good organization, like that. Nobody feels like they're doing good work in the world, but they've been right about every death early report of celebrities. They were right about Michael Jackson. They were right about Whitney Houston. They were right about this, and no one believed them then either. And they were always the first, and they always had it right. So, like him or hate him, they have a pretty good track record with this whole death reporting thing. And it turned out to be true. Paul Walker, who's was only 40 years old, younger than us, dude. Good looking guy, right? What was the movie? I know he's in all the Fast and Furious things, but there's the one that we're going to see for a film set coming up. Timeline, I think.
Really? He was in Timeline?
I think so. I think that was Paul Walker.
The Michael Crichton.
Yeah. It's supposedly not very good, but I've never seen it. I think he's in it.
The book was great. Let's see here. He was, yeah, sure enough, 2003. Chris played Chris Johnston, Timeline.
Yep. Yep.
What else? Let's see. What's the Skulls he was in, Broke Down Palace.
What's the Deep Blue? What's the one with, what's her name?
Varsity Blues.
No, he's in that, but.
He is in that. Pleasantville?
No, but I don't remember him being in that. That's great. Although Pleasantville, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like Tobey Maguire to such a degree that I can't even watch that anymore.
Man, he was in Highway to Heaven and Charles in Charge. Who's the boss?
He must have been a kid.
I think he was playing like friends of the exactly like the young characters on those.
Show up at the door with a feathered mullet.
Right.
That's about that time.
Let's see. She's All That, Joyride, Timeline. I can't believe Timeline came out after the second Fast and the Furious movie.
Isn't that weird? I know.
That is weird.
Well, he wasn't in the second one, right? Because it was Tokyo Drift.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, the third one was...
Tokyo Drift was third.
Tokyo Drift.
And he wasn't in that.
Yeah, it didn't come back until Fast and Furious, which was the fourth one. Mm-hmm. Right, because Fast 5 was the...
Just kind of fun, you know, action-y throwaway movies, which is great. But he seemed like a super nice guy and has a daughter, 15-year-old daughter, who must be devastated by this.
Yeah.
Died Saturday afternoon in a single car accident and explosion in Southern California. It happened in Santa Clara, Clarita, I guess, north of Los Angeles. He and the passenger of the two-seater Porsche Carrera GT, when the driver somehow lost control and slammed into a post or tree. There was some talk about whether he was driving or the other guy was driving, and I don't know if it's totally figured out yet, but they were friends, and they both had some business interests there in that car place they had visited just before that. And there's a photo of him putting gas in it or something right before this whole thing went down.
Mm-hmm.
It says many of the people are saying that it was Paul who was driving and that they were killed instantly in this fiery horror. I mean, the wreckage pictures are just like, whoa.
I know. Yeah. What I've heard is horrendous.
So here's I wanted to just dig in a little deeper. Here's my biggest problem with the internet today. It's how they deal with this stuff.
Sure.
A tweet I read said, Paul Walker was the only reason I watched The Fast and the Furious. He can't be dead. Now, I know they didn't exactly mean what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But that tweet makes it sound like the value of a human being is all down to how entertained you are by the freaking dumb driving movie he's in.
No, I don't think that's at all the way they meant it.
Paul Walker was the only reason I watched The Fast and the Furious. He can't be dead. I can't watch any more of these.
Right, but he's not saying The Fast and the Furious is the only reason I like Paul Walker.
Right.
He's saying the flip side. He's saying Paul Walker, he is so good in those movies, he's the only reason I watch those movies. I think that's a compliment to Paul Walker, not at all the reverse.
All right, now I thought you might defend that one, which is why I put it in there, because it's that one's pretty light.
Okay.
How about this one? This is from somebody called C. Lovell. He puts his display name as Medea. So whatever.
Okay.
His quote is, quote, my favorite movie is ruined. I swear, if Hugh Jackman and Jason Statham die, I'm going to lose hope in white actors.
What?
Okay.
I'm going to lose hope in white actors.
Right. So.
And you can spell lose. Loose. I'm going to lose hope.
I'm going to lose hope. I think the proper response is touche. I think that's the proper response.
Now that one deserves the what? I know. Kind of response.
Fair enough, but it's just how people get about stuff.
And losing hope, and what about white actors? That their survivability?
Yeah, that they can't live? I don't know. I don't know what this means. This guy's terrible. He sent it at 6:24 in the morning.
Internet privileges.
Yeah, he's up at 6:24 in the morning for who knows what.
Put him on the island. He goes on the island. Yep, no internet island.
The one that we don't talk about, but that's there, that we admit is there.
Yep, exactly.
I know the one.
Island 51 is what we need to call it.
finally in the news. Hold on, I gotta pull a clip up because it's gonna be important.
Yeah, go ahead. I know what's coming.
All right, I found it. Good deal. All right, let me put it over where I can play it. Okay. Yeah, I think you know the one. I think you know what I'm gonna play here. Sharon Osbourne had her vagina fixed.
Oh, look at that, Ozzy.
Oh,
look at Sharon. That.
What have we done? Sharon Osbourne runs a tight ship when it comes to her lady parts and is proud admitting getting excruciatingly painful plastic surgery on her bajayjay, according to Ozzy, or all for Ozzy Osbourne. Not according to him. He can't talk anymore. Sharon copped to all sorts. Copped to all sorts of.
Freudian slip right there.
Pretty bad. Cosmetic procedures in the past, but on the BBC's Graham Norton show. That's all the rage over there, isn't it? That's like the Graham big Norton, thing.
Yeah. He's the, what's the equivalent? Maybe the Howard Stern? You mean Larry King? Maybe. Can't really say that.
Yeah, I'd say the Oprah. He's the Oprah over there.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Everybody wants to be on that show.
Yeah. And a lot of American dudes go on there. That's the one where Will Smith and his kid sang the... Let me tell you a story about a time I went to the Philadelphia in my day, or however the hell it goes.
To Bel Air!
To Bel Air, right.
Smell you later.
this week, she revealed her crotch chop was one of the most painful ones she's ever had. As for the results, you got to hear Sharon's explanation as to why it was all worth it, at least for Ozzy. Designer vaginas, or vaginoplasty, or labiaplasty, have become all the rage, and not just here in Beverly Hills. Let's see if there's some sound of her saying something.
Okay.
There's a video. Let's see what the clip says. Graham Norton video.
It's a youch from me.
It's a
from me.
All right, here we go. Hurry it up, TMZ. What are we doing? Oh, gosh. All right, I hate their intro. All right,
Sharon Osbourne has to say, you do look amazing. You do. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh, this is but a five-minute clip.
You should see my...
I've had a bit of help along the way.
Oh, darling, a lot.
Good. You know, it's worked.
Yes. I hope.
Yeah. What's the worst procedure? What was the most painful procedure?
Here we go.
Having my vagina tightened.
Get away. Did you mean?
Oh, it was just...
She looks like a robot. I don't like that. Okay, but anyway, when she was asked, are you happy with your new vajayjay? She was reported to say...
It's a yes from me.
All right, great. All that lead up so I could play that clip.
There sure. Well done. Well played.
All right. Before we take the break, I want to tell you about our friends at Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com. Making web easy for you and me and everybody in between. Squarespace.com lets you go and make an online portfolio. Let's say you're a photographer. Photographer. Not a furtographer. As I say sometimes, photographer, and I shouldn't say that.
Photographer.
And you're like, I got to get my photos somewhere. I've got to get them in front of people. How else am I to get that job or that gig or that whatever if I can't show people my work? Well, put them online. That's the easy answer. But then you say, well, I don't know how to do a website. I don't know how to build stuff. I don't know how to get hosting and then install a bunch of packages and then figure out how to run and manage those and then code my own pages and all this stuff. You don't have to do all of that. You want to go to squarespace.com and have them give you the tools to do it easy. It's simple. Click, 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 boom, bam, you're in. There's your big online portfolio, all done and ready to go. If you want to sell prints, great. They've got tools to let you do all the e-commerce you can stand. That's at squarespace.com. And right now, we're going to give you a deal. 25% off your new account. Go try it out first. No credit card needed. You just get in there and try it out. If you decide to stick around, and I think you will, use the code MORNING12. That's MORNING12. That'll get you 25% off your account at squarespace.com. Brian, let's take a break.
Okay.
Tell us all about whatever the hell song it is we're going
to
hear.
Will do. Well, this one's going out to Mandalore in the Tadpool. Isaac says, hey there, sand and baggers. Isaac here. I wanted to make a little request for celebration. As of last Tuesday, I landed a job at Simply Mac. We're an Apple retailer / certified repair tech, and I get to play with Apple products all day, and this could turn into a career option. Great. I wanted to make a request to hear a cover of my happy song, Istanbul, Not Constantinople, by They Might Be Giants. It would be great if this played on Wednesday or Saturday. Thanks. Well, it's playing on Monday. Hope that's okay. Isaac Garza, Mandalore in the Tadpool when I'm able. P.S. LTST, even though LTST?
Love the show, though.
Oh, love the show, though. Oh, okay. Yeah. Even though I now permanently associate The Last of Us with Paula Dean as I'm playing it while listening to the show. I don't know why that is, but that's hilarious.
That's great.
I guess we were talking about Paula Dean while he was playing The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Isaac, a.k.a. Mandalore, and congratulations on the new job. That actually, I'd love to work in an Apple store, work at an Apple
Simple Mac is stuff. Great because they have... Yeah. And they tend to have a lot of accessories and things you can't get in an Apple store. So it's a really nice like second alternative to go and just hop over there and get what you need.
That's right. I think I got it when I had a Mac Mini. I think I got the little box that sits underneath it that gives you extra hard drive space. And
oh, right. Oh, yeah. Those are great to get there. And you're going to pay a little bit less as well.
Yep, exactly.
When you buy there. So, yeah, those are cool.
Very cool. Well, something that maybe a lot of people don't know, and Isaac didn't mention it in his email, so I'm assuming maybe he doesn't know either, is that the They Might Be Giants version is a cover as well. The original version was done way back in the 50s, and it was originally performed by a vocal group called The Four Lads. Four guys, right? Mm-hmm. Four lads.
Yeah, four lads.
They Might Be Giants, definitely, you know, perfect example of taking a song and making it so uniquely theirs
this is news to me, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. I had no idea that was theirs. In fact, you could say
it's very distressing.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with myself now. This is weird news that's not their song.
Really? Yeah. See, and that's just testament to what a great job they did of covering it. That's the pinnacle of doing a cover is when people realize or don't realize that the song you're doing is not your own.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. Here it is. It's the Four Lads original version of Istanbul, not Constantinople. Picture, you know, a bunch of guys in a black and white music video parading around while they do this, and it'll be all the better. Here you go, Four Lads.
All right, it's the Four Lads, not quite the Fab Five. They got there, almost there. Let's play it now. When we come back,
Fab Five.
We'll have Eric here, your emails, and a bunch of other stuff. Stay tuned.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople still has Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
You know what I tried?
What?
Pristine.
Pristine?
Feminine hygiene spray.
Oh, that's right. How do you like it?
I like it. I use it every morning now.
Does it really do anything for you?
Yeah. It lets you feel fresh and it lasts a long time.
You think I'd like it?
Gee, I don't see why not.
Pristine spray mist or soft new pristine spray powder. They both last a long time.
It's pretty hot.
This is the morning stream. No touching of butts allowed. No butt touching.
And we're back, everyone. We have quite a theme running through the show today. Started with an errant testicle and ending with vaginal spray products. Fantastic.
Yes. Sharon Osbourne can use less of those.
Yeah, right. Because now she's... I don't want to know what's going on there, I'd be honest.
I know. Pictures and it didn't happen? Nope, doesn't apply here.
Pictures and police say it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I want to thank our friends at tweakedaudio.com for sponsoring to the show today as well. Look, it's the holidays, man. You want to go jogging right now? No better way to do it than with your Tweaked Mic'd Classic or Tweaked California. Tweaked California. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Earbuds over there at Tweaked Audio. Went off on a tangent there for a minute. I'm back, though. I'm fine. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability, noise reduction, and everything they sell, all of the part numbers on the list come with a lifetime warranty. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code STREAM at checkout, 33% off at tweakedaudio.com. All right, Brian, let's call Eric.
Mm-hmm.
See if he's...
going to be slapping some apps.
Yeah, you know, it's how he do.
Mm-hmm.
He has something to talk about. We have a way to do something about it. I got a little theme song from him. It's all good. Here it is.
App Slappy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Eric Van Skyhawk, Hawkito to some of you. How's it going, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, doing a show, doing our thing. Looking forward to hearing what app you're playing with right now that makes you happiest.
Makes me happy.
I don't know.
It's going to be a continuation of last week. More Death Star.
Indeed. Did you did you both raid last night?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. And Brian hit the jackpot.
Golly, it was like loot pinata. I think I picked up six pieces of gear last night.
Mm. I completely forgot.
That's what they were saying, is that
I spaced it.
That
about 10:30 rolled around and I got a text from Ro.
Right.
And he goes, "Hey, I want to confirm for I'm going to guest on their show tonight." And he says, "Oh, and they miss you in raid." And I went, "Oh shite." It's raid night. Usually someone will like text me and just go, "Scott, you coming?" or something, and I'll remember like last second, but I completely forgot.
I think the fact that you know, it was a holiday weekend, it screws the whole date thing up. I completely understand.
I figured you'd be out because you were so, you know, 24-hour man for so long.
No. Well, I've missed the last couple raid nights, so I felt like, regardless of the fact that I wanted to come in and raid, I felt like I had to come in and raid.
Well, you timed it well because it sounds like you made out with them.
Jeez, I know. Now all the expenses of gemming and enchanting and all that stuff, all this new gear.
Mm. Are you the only rogue?
I'm the only rogue.
He is the only rogue.
Mm. One death knight, one rogue.
No, we got two death knights.
50 hunters. Oh. You do? Who's the other death knight?
Sirota.
Oh, all right. So you got to fight with him over stuff, but, well, not fight with him, but.
No, it's the personal
loot. Or actually, yeah, in the case, yeah, you get personal loot. Never mind.
Personal loot.
It's good to have you on, Eric. What's on your phone these days or your iPad that's giving you the most happiness?
I was curious about what all the hubbub was about with Clumsy Ninja.
Mm. Oh, yeah, right. My kids are all into this thing. Man. They won't put it
so down. I downloaded it, I cracked it open, and it is, I don't know how to describe it. It's just kind of, I don't know if it's a game. Have you seen your kids? It's kind of like a toy. Have you seen your kids play
it? I have, and I played a little bit, although not too deep, but my kids have really gotten into it. And basically, it reminds me of if Tamagotchi pets were a ninja, because that's all you're really doing. You're taking care of basically, he's a pet, and the way you take care of him is
you're not really taking care of him, you're kind of training him.
Right. Yeah.
I love these graphics, though.
Holy the graphics cow, are hilarious. Amazing. Yeah. That's the one thing that really stuck out to me was like, whoa, I feel like you were playing like a full rendered like Pixar movie.
Yeah. No kidding.
The physics are really good. The way the guy moves around, you can yank him around and throw him on his butt.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I mean, what's your take, though? I mean, do you feel like it's...
Well, I'm not gonna get into this, but I'm actually kind of hooked on it now.
Really? Well, that's great. So,
yeah, but the thing is, you know, you level him up, and he gets different colored belts as you level him up, and you unlock objects he can interact with also.
Hmm.
But, you know, you train him, like, first can do a trampoline where you actually have to move the trampoline around so you won't miss it when he's jumping. And then you can unlock a punching bag where you have to hold the punching bag up with your finger. And so he can train with the punching bag. And then get to a point where you actually start throwing fruit at him and he has to deflect. And then you earn gold and XP as you're doing these little activities with him.
Yeah, and you got the little jumping, the trampoline thing and... It's free to play, right? So you can boost all the stuff if you want or whatever.
Yeah, there's you know, many you know, in-store transactions, you know, microtransactions, if you will. But you know, there's some weird stuff, like you can get a basketball hoop and throw them through the hoop of the basketball, you know, hoop, and I'm just like, that's kind of weird.
Hmm. Interesting. So what's the end game though? Like, what's the point in the end?
Well, the thing is I guess there's kind of a story where he was in love with a girl ninja who was kidnapped or left.
There's a story? Wait.
Yeah, exactly. There's a little story. I don't know if she was kidnapped or what, but you have to train so you become the awesome ninja so you can go find her again.
Weird. Okay.
And the kind of cool thing is like when he first starts off with one of these skills, like say the punching bag, he's very awkward and he kind of gets knocked down by the punching bag, but as you train him, he gets even better and better. And you can see his confidence gets up and he's not like so wimpy and he's doing these, you know, more ninja-like moves as he progresses through these little activities that you do with him. like, you know, the trampoline, when he first gets on it, he kind of meekly gets on it, like, you know, trying to not lose his balance. But as soon as he, like, he had three stars on that activity, he's like doing a backflip onto the trampoline type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see he's actually progressing and you know, getting his skills up. And but there's tons of levels. I'm on level, I don't know, I think I'm level 12, mm. but there's like something like 30 or 40 levels, I want to say.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
And so are the minigames compelling enough to like be more than just feeling like you're now obligated to feed this guy or train him?
Well, the thing is, it kind of has that tiny Death Star-esque to it where you do these little activities with them and then you have to let them recharge type of thing.
Okay.
Right. And then if you want to burst through that stuff, you can just pay if you want.
Right.
Or you'd let it happen
over time. Well, you still have to level them up.
So you still got to go fiddle with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's cool. I mean, it's just, I'm not opposed to these virtual, it's basically an extension of the virtual pet idea.
Check the levels. It actually goes up to 99 levels.
Oh, my Lord.
99 levels. Wow.
That's a lot of ninja levels. Now, yes. In the end, are you going to get the girl? I mean, is there an end?
I hope so.
I would hope so too. Oh, and then you have little ninja kids, and you can train them.
But then you can buy chickens and squirrels, pets and stuff like that. And the chicken will lay an egg that gives you money and, you know, small things like that. So
right,
it looks like I'm definitely gonna download it because I want to see what these graphics look like in motion because they look gorgeous. Like
it's very well done and the physics are great and. It's just kind of a weird kind of toy, as Scott was saying. It's like a, you know, it's like, I don't know what kind of genre you would stick this in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's cool. There's no question about that.
But anyway, that's what I've been playing.
Nice. Well, I was going to mention something I'd been messing with and I can't remember what it was. Because I've been doing a lot of Vita. Oh, did I tell you guys I broke down and got the Vita? Again.
Oh, good. You replaced it. Good. Well, you needed a better stick.
Well, here's what I've got. So here's the deal.
So what fan sent it to you?
They didn't. I paid for this. I got a good deal though. I got a good deal.
Did you get the bundle?
Yes, the Amazon box bundle. Yes, you were the one that sent me the link, I think. So I did that because, long story short, and people have heard it on the show, my other one, the right stick is broken off, just torn right literally off. And to fix it, you'd have to replace it entirely. I'm still going to do that, but here's how I justified it all. I said, all right, I'll get a new one. I'll get it on that deal. So it's a pretty good deal. And that'll be mine, right? But I'll still send this. So we got a fan out there who says, if you send me the Vita and the replacement stick, which you can get on Newegg or something, he's an electrical engineer. He'll put it all together for me.
Hmm.
So I'm going to get that done and give that to Nick.
Oh,
so that way, because he's always wanted one, I could never justify just buying another one for him.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's basically two Vitas for one because I only ever bought the one. The other one was a donation from a fan in the beginning. So then I'll give that to Nick. I'll have mine. Everyone's happy. And, you know, we're not really out that much cash. So that all worked out. But I've been playing a lot of that stuff and haven't been doing much on my phone as a result. But,
you know, and I will never, ever give you crap about the help we get from fans and stuff because I've got a listener who's going to hook me up with a Sky Golem if I can get all the living steel together.
Oh, that'll be great. So it'll be just like me. So take that.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed Scott wasn't in the raid last night because I wanted to show him my Sky Golem.
Oh, you
show
him too?
Did you build it yourself?
Yeah. I wanted to show you what hard work looked like.
That's true. Eric's a... Well, you like engineering. You like professions. I hate
them.
No,
I do.
Passion.
Yeah.
I hate them. I think they're terrible.
Hey, Eric, you got any extra living steel left over?
You got any just lying around?
No.
Just floating around?
Oh.
A good guildmate, Malia, has been transmuting like a mad woman for like 15 days for me, or 30 days.
I know, the damn one-day cooldown, unless you want to burn through your whatchamacallit, the... Motes of Harmony, of Harmony.
How must this stuff sound to people who don't know?
I was going to ask you that. Sorry, this is turning into World of Warcraft. But where do you turn your living steel motes into living steel? I don't know where you can do that. Are you an alchemist? Or
I'm an alchemist. Yeah. So you've got. You can either use, I think, 6 of the trillion bars and turn it into
trillion bars. This is what you need to do, Brian. Did you do the farming, Brian?
No, I haven't done any farming. I did. I bought some steel on the auction house, and I've just been converting that.
Brian,
all right, tell me where to farm. Tell me where to farm.
Go to the Half Hill Farm, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, I've got a farm there, yeah.
You can plant that...
the Spirits of Harmony there?
No, 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 no. You can plant the... I can't remember what it's called, but it's a plant that gives you black and white... what are the stuff to make the trillium?
Oh, yeah, 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 right, yes. Well, sunbelt seeds are, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the I saw those in the recipe thing on Wowhead. Look, this is turning into Wow Talk.
Really terrible.
So yeah. I can plant those and get, okay, well, so that just gives me the trillion bars. Those are cheap on the auction house.
The trillion bars are cheap?
Yeah, 40 bucks or 40 gold.
But you need six of them for one, right?
Well, yeah, so yes, that's like 300 gold.
That's a fair chunk of gold.
It's all right, good point.
That's not
good
too
cheap. I'm just saying, if you, because you're not a blacksmith, so if you could just send me all your trillium or the black and white, and I can turn them into trillium bars, and then you could transmute them.
All right.
Nerds.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right.
I still have. I got an extra one of those things that I have to give away on a show.
An extra what?
An extra flying golem man thing.
You got you got two sky golems?
Yes. Now I got them at exactly the same time, so one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing, but we're going to give that guy's away on the show, and I just haven't done it yet. Wow. So we're going to make it a fan giveaway.
And that guy's name is Brian Ibbett.
Well, everyone's eligible, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm ineligible to win this. I'm already halfway to my 30 living steel, so I'm good. Yeah.
Mine's
Wait. What? So, are you an engineer too?
Me, no.
No, you're not crazy. He's not an idiot. He's not insane. No,
but who's making the energy things for you?
He's already got all that set. He says if you just give me the steel,
gotcha.
I got a hookup, man.
All right,
that is because that's also a one day cool now.
Fantastic.
And that's a lot of it too, right?
Well, there
Welcome
you go.
To the instance,
we have solved. We have solved the world's problems both with ninjas and video games. It's perfect.
I was going to say, so now with your new Vita, have you been doing the remote play on the PS4?
I have. I have a feeling, though, I may have a hitch in the way the tech is working, because if the Vita, or from what I've been reading, if your PS4 is hardwired to your internet connection, in other words, an Ethernet cable, you get way, 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 way better performance in remote play than you do if you don't. So if you're doing Wi-Fi on the PS4 and, of course, the Vita's on Wi-Fi, that you'll run into some problems. And I've run into some problems, kind of some hitches and stuff.
So there's a simple setting, I don't know if you noticed, in the remote play menu on the PS4.
What's that?
Where it's you can hook up the Vita directly via Wi-Fi to the PS4.
Oh, instead of going through the router.
So it doesn't even go up through the router. The thing is, you have to stay in the same room with it because as soon as you start walking further away from it, that's going to affect the connection.
Still, that's probably a million times better.
Yeah, because you're not going in through routers. It's just direct connect through the...
Well, I'll do both things. I'm going to do the hardwire thing, which is I just have to fix something with the router, and then I'll do that as well. And then when I'm not using that, I can be in other parts of the house, and it should still perform better. But I was getting some weird glitch and delay and stuff.
Yeah, well, the thing is, sometimes I get like your PS Vita is too slow, and usually resetting the router fixes that issue.
Right.
But I was playing, I did a whole chapter of Knack, and I was playing Resogun upstairs and on, through the router, and it was pretty cool.
Well, there you have it. Our portable gaming quotient has been filled today, everybody.
Eric, we had WoW talk, we had PS4 talk. Awesome.
Yeah, follow Eric Twitter. He'll have more to say about these kinds of issues, I'm sure, as days go along. So follow him at Hawkito on Twitter. Eric,
Hawkito.
Anything else going on we should mention?
Nothing much, really.
Album's out. Buy that.
Album's out. Get that.
Yeah. What else? That's it. That's all you got.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, that's all you need. Yeah. You got all I need. What? That's a song. All right. See you, Eric. Bye. Okay. Well, that went off without a hitch.
It did. It was very well put together.
Let's carry it on out of here. Oh, no Schleicher today. He had meetings.
Meetings.
So, he'll be back next week. Don't worry, everybody.
Lies. All
lies,
of the lies.
Lies. Dirty lies.
No geek food.
No geek food. They'll be here Wednesday.
Lies.
Looks like Wednesday may be our new
Wednesday is
day.
The new Monday.
Very
Wednesday's
well, might
the new
be.
Black.
Yeah. Let's get to emails. Let's do that. They're brought to us by
Diary of a Cartoonist. What? New episodes out now at frogpants.com. The underbelly of Scott made manifest.
Made manifest. Yeah, this it's back on track, and frogpants.com will get you to the episodes. There's under the podcast link, you'll find Diary of a Cartoonist. It's just my kind of quiet one-man 30-minute sure. weekly thing that I've been people have been begging for it to come back, and I thought, you know what? I did one in July. It's time to bring it back, so we're back. Enjoy. There's two new episodes up. Go check them out.
Can't wait to hear them. I love those.
Hey, Scooter, I talk about you on one of them in a very sexual way.
And, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
I'll be staying away from that then.
It's going to be great. Have you seen the Have you seen the Noah teaser, by the way, the trailer for that? For the, the Darren Aronofsky, Russell Crowe business?
Looks, oh, yeah.
Looks badass.
It does look really good. And who plays his wife? It's somebody else big
yeah,
and famous.
Yeah, it's, what's her name from Labyrinth? An Aronofsky, Connelly. Yes.
Right, yes.
She was in his horrible drug
Requiem for a Dream,
yeah,
right.
Where she did a That's thing right. that still haunts okay. me to All this right. day. And it has nothing yes. to do with those crystal balls that, Sarah, you're going to be in a movie when...
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, it looks really interesting to me. And it's also got the Hermione Grangers in it. She's one of the kids okay. or something.
Emma
Watson?
Watson, right.
Not Thompson, Watson.
Yeah. Nope.
Hey, Scooter and Bike, says Adam Kazmarek. Oh, Kazmarek. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's heir to the Jane Kazmarek fortune.
Who knows?
Apparently she had the worst migraines ever, and they would have to shut down filming of Malcolm in the Middle sometimes because it would get so
really?
Bad. Yeah.
Maybe she was hearing her voice and it was giving her a headache.
Maybe. You know that video they made with Cranston and her doing the funny wake-up finale thing? I don't know if you saw it. You might not have because they pulled it off YouTube before you could see it.
Oh, yes. No, I did see it. Yeah, that thing disappeared really quick.
Yeah, somebody got mad. Somebody got mad and someone cease and desisted it. So I don't know what happened there. Or cease and desist. Yeah. Cease and desisted. Yeah, that's the word.
Ceased and desisted.
I want to go to a desisted living facility when I get older. I don't want to go to an assisted one. I want to go to a desisted one. That means I want to die before I go there. All right. Hey, Scooter and Bike. I've been teaching my son about crossing the street in traffic. Since the signal, or the crossing signal, is either a red hand or to signify stop or a white figure to signify go, he yells, "Racist!" in quotes. I've always told him to wait for the white walkers. He doesn't think anything of it, but I laugh inside every time I say it. Love the show though, Adam. So that's a great little look
awesome.
Into parenting there.
Game of Thrones.
Wait
there,
for the
yeah.
white walkers. That's
we're
great.
About a month away from Game of Thrones stuff, right?
Wait,
middle of January.
I thought mm-hmm. they were, oh, you're right. That's right.
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
It is.
Oh, I'm excited. I
love
it.
Me too.
Love that show so much.
Start it up.
Hey, Scout and Brian. I guess he's just saying it in an Australian accent. I can't do it.
Oh.
Hey,
Scout. Brian.
Scott and Brian. It's Australian for beer.
Scott Brian.
Scott, you need to take a long, hard look at your life choices, he says. Every time you say something is near you, your new house, you say, quote, it's literally 30 seconds drive away, or it's just a 2-minute drive up the road. 30-second drive. Drive. If it's 30 seconds away, why the hell are you driving? Walkman. Sweet Jeebus. You Americans with the reason, are the reason summer is so hot here in Brisbane, Australia. Stop driving your gas guzzlers and take a stroll, mate. Dude, it's always been hot there. What are you talking about? It's not my fault. Ha ha. Sorry, I only just say this because I love hearing Scott defend all American types. Love the show, but not always. Wait, love the show, not thought, but always. What?
Not love the show. I think he means love the show, not though, but always.
Oh, so he put words, a T saying, at the end.
Yeah, exactly. He's saying that's better.
Autocorrect.
I'm incorrect. I'm sorry. Game of Thrones. Where was I thinking January? I think something else must be coming back in January.
I don't know.
Is Mad Men? I know Walking Dead comes back in February.
Yeah. Oh, is that over now? Right back? Did we take a break?
That was the mid-season finale.
I've heard some bad stuff. I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying a word.
If they did a thing, which I'm no one's told me either. I have no spoilers have been given to me. But if they do a thing that I fear, let me just put it this way.
Yeah.
The best thing about Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Is not the characters at all in the comic books. They're fine, but they're not the reason I watch that show. Because I don't think they're as good as they are in the comic. I think that show has excelled at introducing new characters into
Correct.
The mix. Yep. And those characters are really, really good. Tyrese's sister is really good. I really like Daryl. I really like got, you know, Merle was an interesting side note, like all that stuff where it's brand spanking new. They have nailed that. So that's why people wonder why I'm so excited about the new spinoff series of Game of Thrones. Or I keep saying Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. But then the main reason I'm excited, some people are stressed about it, but I'm excited because they're all new characters and that's where they've done their best work. So if they have done something to one of those characters, like cease and desisted them, I'm going to be pissed. Because that's a bad idea. Now, you don't have to tell me if they have or not. I'm not going to see it tonight.
Yeah, you'll see it when you see it.
But I fear, you know, a show that's not afraid to kill people off and a comic book series that is definitely not afraid to do that.
Right.
I'm terrified at what the future may hold. All right. And I don't even think it's that great of a show. I enjoy the hell out of it, but
yeah,
you know, it's not that
great. Well, I will be guesting on the Zombies Ate My Podcast show this week, so and we're going to be talking about it. Spoilerful.
Yeah, don't listen to that show unless you really want to hear
it. Unless you've seen it, right.
That's it.
Cleo says it's Red Prison. Instead of Red Wedding, Red Prison.
Exactly. Now, he's right. I do walk a lot of these things. So when I say 30-second drive, that's more to just give you some perspective. Yes, it's not saying that I drive everywhere. Actually, we are really good around here about walking when you can or riding a bike or something. So we're not part of the problem. But it reminded me this morning, somebody sent around a video of Germans storming a store in Germany somewhere for the PS4 launch.
Oh, like, really?
Big crowd of just running idiots. Just barreling through the store and people getting knocked out of the way and all this kind of stuff. And my point was, it's not all just here, okay? There's this stereotype that if we can save $5 on a DVD player, we're willing to kill a man. It's not true.
Right.
Come to America, you'll see for yourselves. We have a few friends in like Canada, like John Funk. He's always talking about how he loves it here and he thinks the stereotypes are bullcrap. And you know what? My stereotype that all Canadians talk funny and live 2 feet from each other and have holes in their money, I know it's a joke too.
A joke and it's, yes, right. Exactly.
So relax. Just take it easy.
Yes. Hey, you know what, Simon from Australia? It's also a lot colder here right now.
Yeah.
So getting in the car and driving to the theater at 10 o'clock at night, not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd walk in the sun in the summer. You watch me walk a lot more than I will right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, what are we doing now? Let's get out of here. Let's be done.
Well, all right.
If you want to send your own emails, by the way, you can. themorningstream@gmail.com, please. themorningstream@gmail.com. Thanks everybody for being here. Thanks for all the help that everyone gives us. Check out the site, frogpants.com/TMS, and follow me and Brian on Twitter. He's at Coverville. I'm at Scott Johnson, and the show can be found at Morning Stream. It's just like the Morning Stream. No, the. Just Morning Stream.
Right. It's not confusing.
No, not at all. Don't forget the Cyber Monday deals at /store at Frog Pants. I can't think of anything else. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Okay. Let's get out of here then. You got music? Yeah.
No other shows to promote. Music. Oh, crud. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me put this real quick. Oh, shoot. All right. Here we go. Dear Sexbots, on November 30th, my youngest son.
Wait, sex box? What?
Sex bots.
Oh, bots. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Oh, that's better?
Yeah. Well, it makes more sense to me. Sex box. What's a sex box?
Sex bots. Yeah. SB. Yeah. On November 30th, my youngest son turns one. We named him Riker Edward, as in William T. and Miles O'Brien, in the hopes of him leading the geek nation one day. So while we raise the future king in all things geek, I was hoping you could play a song for him. I'll leave the song choice up to you, but how about a song about a father and a son? Anytime before or after the 30th is fine. I could put something clever in here, but let's be honest. What hasn't already been said? So instead, I will leave you with this simple riddle. What can go up a chimney down, but not down a chimney up?
Whoa.
Linky McScott's.
Wow. Okay.
What can go up a chimney down, but not down a chimney up?
Up a chimney down.
I don't know what that means.
There's a song that reminds me of this.
Oh, People in the Tadpool.
Do they know?
They know it.
Hold on.
That's...
Oh. Oh, a bat.
No.
No?
An umbrella.
An erection, this says... Oh, an umbrella.
An umbrella.
Okay. I couldn't. So I was thinking of Dick Van Dyke.
Up a chimney when the umbrella is down, but it can't go down a chimney when the umbrella is up.
Got it. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy
weird.
Talk, Linky McScott.
I like these kinds of brain teasers, but I never get them right.
Yeah, it's very good.
Hmm.
All right. So let's do a cover for him now. I was thinking about, I've played Father to Son so many times, the Cat Stevens song, and, you know, that's a good one. The this is more of a father-son thing on the technical details than the song itself. In 2007, there was an album release called A Song for My Father, in which a bunch of different musicians covered songs performed originally by their dads. So Ben Taylor covers a James Taylor song. China Phillips covers a Beach Boys song. And Salvador Santana covers a song by his dad, Carlos Santana. Here is Evil Ways by Salvador Santana from the 2007 album, A Song for My Father.
All right, before I play it, I want to do a riddle to you, okay?
Oh, do a riddle to me.
This is an old favorite, one I got when I was a kid, and I've used it every once in a while, and it always never ceases to either stump people or make them feel smart. So here you go. Guy's walking down a path. In the middle of this path is a tree. It's an apple tree, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, plum tree. Back that up. It doesn't matter that much, but it's a plum tree.
Okay.
So the guy walked past a plum tree. Now, he neither takes plums nor leaves plums and keeps going. How is that possible? He neither takes plums nor leaves plums.
He just walks by the tree then.
Well, no, because he needs...
What changes?
He neither takes plums nor leaves plums. So that implies he's got some plum. You know, there's plum in his life after he leaves that tree. But he neither takes plums nor leaves plums.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he doesn't leave any plums on the tree. Like, there are no plums on the tree when he leaves it. Or
do I? Because here you go again. He sees the plum tree, walks past.
I think there's a piece of this that you're not telling me.
No, it really is not. I'm telling you everything you need to know. He neither leaves plums nor... Okay. Neither takes plums nor leaves plums.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, let's say that it's off season and there's no plums growing on the tree.
You know, because he neither leaves plums, that wouldn't work. Because he neither takes them nor leaves them.
But if there are no plums on the tree, he can't take them, nor can he leave them if there are no plums on the tree.
No, because he ends up with a plum. He's got a plum already.
Oh, he does. Okay. Well, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah. So he neither takes them. There are plums. Let me make this clear. There are plums on the tree. There are plums on the tree, and he neither takes plums nor leaves plums. How is that possible?
Because he's got a plum hanging out of the bottom of his tiny gym shorts.
All right, that is our sign that we are now going to tell you the answer.
Please do.
The answer is there are only two plums on the tree. So only takes one. Takes one, leaves one. So it's a plural thing. He neither takes plums nor leaves plums. So he didn't take two because that would have left the tree without any, but because there were a plum left,
well,
he took one.
You didn't tell me until the very end that he ended up with a plum.
Well, no, I did the whole time because I said he neither takes plums nor leaves plums. That implies he takes something with him.
Okay.
See, it's a good one.
It is a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad. Anyway, now the world knows it, and I'll never be able to use it on this show again.
And those of you who have forgotten, the song we're going to be playing is Evil Ways by Salvador Santana.
Here it is. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. See you then.
Here we go.
I'm ready to bounce. All right. See me inside. Here we got something to tell you. You got to change your evil ways. Girl.
head. Enter my thoughts into riddle. She's also sharp like a needle. She don't treat no one as equal. She said she changed all my people. She should said that in the steeple. Her taste for pain is too lethal. She left me up in despair. But the less that I preach, you know the more she don't care. As I release all my rage, I write it onto this page. And if you think she's changed her evil ways, you must be insane.
Live from your grave.